Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back full of testosterone for some reason. Not really sure what that's about.
So drinking soda earlier.
Drinking soda?
Coca-Cola,
Pepsi?
What are you putting in your soda?
I don't know. We're going to have to find out when we get to the article.
We will. Yeah, it's true. We have an article that says if you drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi, you have more testosterone and larger testicles.
That's wild. I'd like to know how they gathered
like,
this data.
There's no mention of, like, if Shasta Cola yields the same results.
You
wonder. Or any other cola for that. Like, what about Jolt? Right, that's a cola. Does
you
that
think?
Yield the same results?
This is one science I'm going to follow.
You can't even get Jolt Cola. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you can. You can order it online. They still make it.
Okay.
It's expensive to ship, but they still make it.
Wow.
And they have more flavors than we remember as kids.
Wait.
And that they have
more
than one.
It's not just cola?
No. Yeah, there's flavored Jolt.
What the?
Right?
I can't say the word.
Didn't they, like, take all the caffeine out of it, though, and, like, bring it down to human levels?
Oh, they better not have. That's the only reason to drink Jolt.
That is the only reason to drink it. And they built something that has so much caffeine that had to put extra sugar in it to cover the caffeine flavor.
Yeah.
I got to get some some stuff out of the way. So, Captain's Log, Stardate 02262023. This is Free Talk Live. If you're watching us over at watch.freetalklive.com or video.freetalklive.com on our Odyssey channel or on our Twitch, any other video platform, you might be confused and think that this is Saturday nights and it's the uncensored Beard Talk Live based on the visuals that you see. There are three heavily bearded men in the studio tonight. I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I got to say, when you said, I have something to take care of, for a moment there, I was like, oh, right, the seven words. No.
Again, not Beard Talk Live. Right, this is an unusual. We've asked Peakless to come on Sunday to fill in for Nikki, who had to take the day off. So playing the part of Nikki Sunshine tonight will be Peakless Mountaineer.
Oh, dear God. I am not up for that challenge.
Any medical questions, we're going to you. Any, like, nursing stuff, we're going to you. We're going to look at you.
Yeah, I can probably fake that.
And, yeah. Like, hey, can you answer this with some sort of authority? Because we can.
No, the medical stuff, I'm actually really good on. The nursing stuff, I can fake my way through. But, like, being Nikki, nah, man.
Yeah, nobody can ever be Nikki. It's true.
The irony is, Peakless is probably the most well-read member of Free Talk Live, Beard Talk Live.
But don't build up his ego like that. Jesus, man.
He's already called Peakless Mountaineer.
It's called competition.
There's already no top
bad
that.
Enough, right? Yeah. Like, we don't need to encourage him, you know? Jeez, man.
Just saying.
We'll stop saying.
So if you're going to throw out those questions, right, he is the one that's going to answer them, most likely.
All right.
I will make a snide comment.
And again, you can't ask me nothing about being a doula or nothing.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What's the name of the show?
This show?
Yes.
It's Free Talk Live.
What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
Nice. And what do we ask people to do?
Call in.
Call in, that's right. This is a live call-in talk radio program.
Give us your thoughts.
Nationally broadcast, nationally syndicated, plus we're online streaming, audio, video, we're on some satellite stations, so, like, I mean, technically we're worldwide, but... Either way, if you want to call, the number 603-283-6160 is the number.
Give us your hottest of takes, and we'll tell you why you're wrong.
There you go.
Or why you're right, if
Maybe.
You are. If you are. It's a big if.
Yar.
Yar. If yar.
Yar.
Y-A-R. Yeah. So Sundays are usually a little more, a little different than the other 6 days of the week here in Free Talk Live. We tend to take it a little lighter than usual.
It's just a little bit special.
And, special is a good word for it, I guess.
It's very special.
I have one, I'm going to call it a serious topic that I want to kick the show off with because, well, I didn't get to it yesterday during our Free Talk Live episode. We didn't talk about it.
We barely got to the cure for HIV on that show.
Yeah.
Which you'd think you'd get to.
You would think so, being it's the fifth person who has been cured. But we did get to it. So we'll give us credit where credit's due. We did get to it. But this from the Free Thought Project, officer charged with murder, which, okay, first of all, it's very rare for a police officer to be charged with murder. Right? They usually get, like, manslaughter. I put the apostrophe in there in my head. that kind of thing. Or attempted murder, right? They don't usually get charged with straight-up murder. Right?
Well, I'd say they don't usually get charged. End of sentence.
And I feel like that's turning around ever so slightly.
I'm hoping, man. I mean, I'm hoping, but I am real black-pilled on the very idea of, like, the same law being applied to police that is applied to everyone else.
I'm with you, but even, like, you know, let's go back to the George Floyd thing, right? As blatant as that was, those officers got charged, and subsequent officers, I can't name all the cases, have been charged, right? Now, whether or not they go to trial and are acquitted, right, whether or not they go to trial are found guilty and have light sentences, whether or not they go to trial are found guilty, have sentences, and then are on early release, right? It's hard to track all of that,
right?
But I feel like more stories are coming up where they go like, yeah, let's avoid a riot and just charge these guys and we can deal with it on the back end.
So if you're going to call, you do not need a beard to call in. It's Sunday night.
Preferable.
I mean, it's always preferable, right, in my opinion. But I want to read the rest of this headline because we only read half of it. Officer charged with murder after he was caught dumping naked body of child in woods.
So I think you caught it right there, right? He was caught dumping the naked body of a child.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If he wasn't caught in the act, the likelihood is he would not have been charged. But now they have to do something, otherwise it looks really bad if they do nothing.
We'll get into this story, but we are a call-in show. Let's go to the phones. We have Ricky in Pennsylvania calling. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, and the same to the other.
Ian's not here tonight. It's the captain.
Captain, you threw me through a loopy and you confused the hell out of me.
You just called me Ian again, and I'm the captain.
Captain, are you Captain Freeman?
No, I'm Captain Kickass.
Dave's not here, man.
Well, I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, we've spoken many times, but you always call me Ian
the whole time.
You always call me Ian.
And you know, and I'm right on topic tonight.
Captain.
I mean,
Captain Kickass.
A-I-N, not I-A-N.
Captain Kickass.
Yeah.
He's dyslexic. Kickass.
Well,
Reverend Lord Typo.
No doubt.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, you know, I'm right on topic, it appears, for the show, because I'm going to refer to the call that came in last night.
They are not on topic for the show. That was last night's show. This is an entirely new show.
And also, there were two shows last night. So which show, Ricky? Beard Talk Live or Free Talk Live?
Free Talk Live.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
But you know what? It comes down to this. The caller from California who decided that he was a comedian and went on, and he was a speed freak, and that's fine. He's from California. But you know what I recommend? I recommend that he listen to the show from the 23rd of February that you, me, and Jay had. And he'll get all the answers he wanted, plain and simple.
Okay.
Now, on to the topic.
Okay, let's go.
That's where it is. I don't know if this guy actually listens, but there it is. Here's a topic. Believe it or not, I never commented on this on the show.
I don't believe it.
But there's only one time that I actually wrote the president, and that was the middle of 2012, and I totally forgot about till just yesterday.
Who'd you
I wrote the Obama White House, you know?
Wrote or vote? I said wrote.
Wrote.
I heard wrote.
I wrote.
Oh, wrote.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Dear Mr. Obama. Right,
yeah. Yeah, only one time.
Okay.
And here's what it was. I came up with a very simple plan to reform income tax. And I wanted to throw it at you guys.
All right.
Well, that explains why nothing happened.
I'm against it already.
The simple plan, and it would reform it. That's the last thing they want to do with income tax.
Becoming Beard Talk Live, guys. Let the caller have a chance to speak.
I didn't interrupt him. I waited for him to finish, and then I commented.
Okay, well, it's real simple. Now, there's a few things that are unique about this, and it'll be apparent. And it's based on the month. There's 12 months in the year. You file your income tax, but it's based on the month. Here it out goes. First month, as an example of the year, say you make $30,000, under $30,000 that month. You don't pay income tax. Now, if you do that every single month through the course of 12 months, $30,000 a month, you pay no income tax. But here's how it goes.
I think I might be following your plan already.
It gets better, believe me.
Why would you follow this plan already?
Wait, $30,000 a month, that's, you know, close to $400,000 a year.
Well, which means Peakless is one of the tax the rich people instead of abolish the tax.
No, I'm saying I might be following it, as in this might be what I do anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, Rick.
Okay. Right. So the way this works is there's four more levels of income. The next level would be from 30,000 up to $59,999. It's 10%. Okay?
Per month.
Well, that's only if you make that in that month. So if you, for 2 months period, only make under $30,000,
yeah,
you don't pay anything.
Okay.
If you do 1 month, you only pay 10% on that month.
So you're going to have people filing their income tax on a monthly basis?
No. Next level, that'll become clear if you hear the rest of it. Now, the next level is 60 on up, 60,000 per month on up. Now, that would be 15%. And then the next level is 100,000 per month. I'm sorry. I screwed up. The level after 30, I'm sorry. Give me one more chance. The 30,000 level, the 60 is actually 5%. Then the next level is 60,000. That's 10%. Then the next level per month is 15%. Okay. And that is 100,000 per month. Now there's only one more level. And here's where the cool part will be. The last level is 400,000 per month. Now, that income, and that is 20%. Now, say for example, you do 10 months, okay, where you have, say, I don't know, the $60,000 level for each of those months. Well, you only pay the 15%, okay, but then if you have a 30% and under, which would be unrealistic, for 2 months, you don't pay anything. And what I find interesting about this plan is if you figure out the $400,000, that's $4.8 million per year, either singly or jointly. Now, if you think about
it, I thought you said this was a simple plan.
This is like the second dumbest tax plan I've heard.
Only behind many questions already, Ricky.
So many questions.
Why is it that you feel that allowing an organization of violence to steal from people is okay?
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. The reason why I came to the 20% with 400,000 on up.
Roll of the dice.
It's real simple because you have, right now, the wealthiest people, the most they pay is 15%. People that are the top 1%, they pay like zero. You know, so I'm only asking for 5% more.
Well, so here's the thing, though. They're still going to pay zero because they'll do wonky little things where they're like, well, I didn't earn any money because all of what you think I earned, I reinvested. So that's all unrealized. Now, the money that I spent, on the other hand, I borrowed that. And you can't tax me on what I borrowed. So you actually owe me money now.
Well, you know what it would come down to? This would be like they're proposing this stupid fair tax thing. The only difference is that it actually would be fair. You wouldn't be able to say that. Because if this actually went, that would be gone, you know, but it's not going to go. And it would be fair because you would have a lot of money for everybody from the upper middle on down that they would spend.
Okay, so but you're still, but Ricky, you've missed the point of my question. My question is, why do you believe that it is okay for an organization based on violence to steal this money from people, regardless of their income level per month.
Well, you know what, Ian? I totally agree with you.
It's not Ian, it's the captain.
Captain. I'm sorry, captain.
I know you're sorry. No apologies.
Yeah, it's all good. I agree with you, but you know what? If we did away with it, you want to know something?
We would all live much happier lives and be able to interact voluntarily and peacefully with each other for things that we wanted and needed on an individual basis.
That's a utopia.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, you know what? But the top 1% would be very happy with that, too. You know?
I have a question. What did the Obama White House respond with?
You know what? It was actually pretty cool. Because what I got back was what I expected with the plan. No matter how actually productive it actually would be compared to the way things are now, what I got back was real simple. But what was neat about it is the wording, there was a detail or two that actually read the damn thing. It shows a human being did it. I don't know if Obama read it. But they gave me something to the effect of what I would expect. Something like a plan like this. It could be, it's cool and all. But, you know, Congress and that kind of crap, and, you know, you got different people and so on and so forth. You know what I mean?
It's cool that they gave you so on and so forth. Gotcha.
It's a fair answer. But one thing I wanted to chime in, Captain, is I was thinking about becoming an amplifier. I really want to do that. But I have one question for you, if I may.
Okay.
Now, there is actually two, but what it comes down to is the question is, now I know you said about the $5 level. Now there's a couple levels before that, right? I mean, after that?
After that, yes. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the last level?
However much you want to donate.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now here's
if you're giving 10% of your income to the church and 30% of the income to your government, Free Talk Live should get at least 40 or 50%.
Yeah, well, I'll be giving $20
on that tiered program of some kind.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, tell me to give $20. Here's the other question.
So really, we should just go around forcing people to give us money. You know, locking them in jail for not handing us their income.
The church doesn't do that, but you know,
well,
they only
I'm cool
get 10%.
$20.
That's
here's the other question. Here's the other question. Now, I'm sorry, Captain. Now, would it be possible if one of these days when I would call in? And the captain or whoever may be monitoring, if he was on the phone, and I just gave you the numbers off my plastic, if I could just be an amplifier that way.
That is not something that we would do. The reason is because that's risk to you. Whereas if you go to the website and plug them in yourself, we are out of the loop. We never see your credit card number, your expiration date, your little three-digit number on the back of the card, your full name as it appears on the card. We don't know the zip code with what, you know, that kind of thing. So we stay out of the transaction. So if anything nefarious were to ever happen, you would be secure in knowing that none of us here on the show had anything to do with the nefarious activity.
So even though I trust the captain, that would not be a good idea.
Right, because you put him at risk at that point.
Right.
Yeah, but the pizza guy, everybody else takes it. You know?
Right, and then when your car gets compromised, right, you're like, who stole my credit card?
Could have been the pizza guy.
You know?
Let that be a lesson to you. If you ever see some mysterious charges, it might be the pizza guy.
Or the server that walks away with your card and comes back with it later.
Yeah.
The only perk I would actually use is a call-in line. Do you still have that, or you do that just call-in?
How are you talking to us now?
You called
in. There used to be an ample
on
call-in.
The call-in.
Oh.
Yeah. It used to be a perk.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we don't send you any Percocets or anything like that.
Yeah.
What's the point of amplifying then? I want the good stuff.
Well, no, I was just wondering. I don't care. You know, so I'll probably be doing that.
The biggest perk is the ad-free podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's where the money's at.
I would love to use it, but that's not going to be possible, you know?
So. Okay. All right. Well, hey, Ricky, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Ricky's kind of all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
You know, not sure what he's getting at. He can't keep me straight from Ian, straight from Richie Rich, straight from Peakless.
I don't even think he knew we were here.
Yeah.
It's as if he thought we were all one person.
So the thing is, Ian, we are all one person.
The Peakless Captain Rich.
Peakless, what do you have to say about this?
Well, you know.
I don't.
Any tax plan other than abolish the income tax and all other federal taxes, I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it out. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well,
the only fair tax.
I'm fine with hearing any tax plan that they think can actually get passed, and B, reduces them. Okay. Don't care for who.
I'd put that don't part care for first who. If I were you, but at the same time, it's never going to happen, and the only tax plans that ever get passed are ones that increase your taxes.
Right.
They never go down. Name a time in your life taxes have ever decreased.
Well, I guess that means I'm just not
interested
in hearing about tax plans.
Has taxation ever decreased anywhere in your life?
Not in my lifetime, but in general, yes, because the top tax bracket used to be in the 90%. So, like, that has come down.
Okay, but like then you know throw inflation into the equation. You're like, oh, did it really?
But as a percentage, yes. Like it used to be 90, and now it's not.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what the top bracket is now, but at one point it used to be 90, and it was around that time, right, that companies went, well, let's start giving people benefits instead, right? And so that 90% tax
benefits instead of perks.
Yeah. But
two different kinds of drugs.
But that's, you know, that's like a direct result of that is the mess that is the current healthcare system.
Mm. Right? Yeah, that's true.
So,
well, I mean, the reason that all got thrown out of whack in the first place was because you weren't allowed to give people raises during World War II. So they gave them the benefit of, oh, well, you have what bill? Okay, well, everyone's paying for medical insurance. Great, we will just throw that in on, you know, our high paid positions.
Is that
positions.
How that came about?
Yeah, that's exactly how it came about. They put a cap on any kind of raises.
You know,
weren't allowed to give any raises to anybody for any reason, and they've still got to compete for talent. So
I learned something today. I learned that benefits were brought about by a ban on increasing wages during World War II.
Yeah. And the thing is, throughout the world, throughout time, if you actually just talk to the people working and ask, hey, would you like blah, blah, blah benefits? Or would you just like more money?
More money.
More money.
Every time. Everywhere you go, throughout time, they always just want more money.
But now they've corrupted it. So having an individual plan for your medical is prohibitively more expensive than the company plan.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, I can't lose my job because then I won't be able to pay any kind of medical bills. So I'll just put up with all kinds of crazy abuse.
The old adage is that, as far as hourly rates is concerned, that full medical dental is worth at least $5 an hour. Right? Like if you had to pay for that yourself, it would cost you about $5 an hour of your pay to obtain that. So 603-283-6160. We got a couple callers on hold. We'll get to them. Plus, I want to talk more about this officer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden confirming his intention to serve another 4 years in the White House, but Biden told ABC News he still has other things to finish up before launching what he called a full-blown presidential campaign. Did the COVID pandemic actually originate in a Chinese lab?
The Energy Department has concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely stems from a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China. That's according to a classified report delivered to key members of the House and Senate. Senator Dan Sullivan is pushing for hearings.
A lot of evidence that it's coming from the Chinese, and when other countries even raise it, the Chinese use their coercive economic activities to shut people up.
A major winter storm takes aim at New England. Eastern Minerals regional manager Cornelius Martin says he thought there would be no more winter storms.
The winter's never over. It's over.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're here, and this is where we are.
Here.
Or are we?
Where else would we be?
Well, we could be just inside of the listener's head.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We are the voice in their head.
We are, literally, a talking voice in their head. Do you hear talking voices in your head? It could be that you're crazy.
Take your headphones off.
Or you could be listening to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We are a live call-in radio program, and the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We haven't yet begun to talk about this officer who has been charged with murder after getting caught dumping the body of a child.
Important distinction. Got caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll get to that. But we have callers on hold. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
This is Jack from Ocean Shores, Washington.
Jack from Ocean Shores, you are live on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, I haven't spoken with you guys for quite a while.
Why not?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Lame.
I got off all my social media. Oh. I don't know what it was, somewhere between 6 months and and maybe in a year.
We've missed you, man.
We're not social media.
Well, you know, it's been weird. You know, when I got off the, I was kicked off of Twitter, you know, obviously someone doesn't like me.
Ooh, what'd you do?
Oh, I don't really know.
I steal on the wrong way.
Yeah, no one ever knows, I guess.
Yeah, I saw three little punk kids, as I thought, beating up an old man on a, I don't know if it was a train or a, one of those underground ones.
An underground subway. Railroad?
Like a subway?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How, not the sandwich.
Well, that could all come together, actually. Easy. Huh. No, you guys are. Anyway, so, like, getting off of all those things, except for Facebook, because it kind of built more into a family type of thing. I think he's Zuckerberg.
That's the one you got to get off. It's the most important one to get off.
He said, I'm still
well, on that's
it.
Chatterbait, but that's a whole different thing. Anyway.
Nice.
No, it's a place you go to meet and talk to people. It's a really nice website.
Carry on, Mr. Beoff. Like,
so, yeah, I just want to say, by removing a lot of the imaging, actually looking away from a lot of, like, I don't know, billboards and stuff about an activist when it comes to abortion, which is so open-ended. You're an activist in abortion. What does that really say? Anyway, what do you guys think?
Being an activist on abortion?
Yeah.
Well, so I tend to disagree with a lot of the conservative libertarians on abortion. I'm a very, very firm believer that you have no right to your body until you have mixed it with nature. That that property comes from one source and one source only, and that is when you mix labor with nature, and that has to be an observable, objective event. So until you take that first breath, it's not your body. Now, that being said, I don't like being around the kind of people that want to do abortions either. Like, that is not the kind of people that are quality people. That's like hanging out with people that kick their dog for no reason.
So, I'm glad you asked, because I have held my opinion on this topic for quite some time, but the longer format allows me to extrapolate where I'm coming from. So, I will say, number one, I am pro-abortion. Because it seems to me that the people who are aborting their kids the most are not libertarians and anarchists.
Well, can I say something, guys?
Yes.
Real quietly, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt too much.
Otherwise, I'm going to continue.
You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit, based on what you said. It's almost like playing like Mario. Did you guys ever play Mario and Luigi game back
Super
in the
Mario?
80s?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of like, I think more like that, you know, more like Indian philosophy stuff. And it plays perfectly into Christianity. Sorry, I never remember that word. Christianity. Anyway, the Christian one. And then also the Ishmael and the, can't remember.
You lost me.
All right. Let me cut you off, because I'll get to my point, because I don't think we're on the same page.
Sorry, man. I apologize.
I just wanted to say that first. Here's the thing. With abortion in general, that I think, like, even libertarian thinkers don't really get to necessarily. So, who's the victim, and how do you make them whole?
Well, to give the argument for that, those who are against abortion would give, they would say that the victim is the unborn child.
Okay.
And that basically at that point there really is no way to make them whole, much in the same way as murdering someone, there's no way to make them whole.
Okay, but murdering someone, there's usually, you know, a next of kin or someone who you would then pay restitutions to make good if he was the earner in the family.
Well, and that's kind of a society by society thing, but like from my way of thinking, like, no, that's actually why these are the things that, like, you kind of can't come back from.
Okay.
Like, once you've murdered someone, you have taken away what you can never give back, and like I said, it's society by society thing, but, like, at that point, there's a reasonable argument to say that you have become irredeemable.
Okay. So you are irredeemable if you abort the baby, you are then irredeemable for society.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that bothers me is that none of the people who are against abortion are taking this up as murder. Like, look, if that's a human life and that's your issue with this thing, then you should be charging these people with murder.
Okay, so let's charge them with murder then. Do you want to pay for their incarceration?
Well, I'm a big fan of exile as punishment.
Okay.
And frankly, I think that outlawry is the proper response. Like, okay, once you've decided that you're not playing the civilization game, that, okay, either you've done something so heinous that there's just no making up for it, or you've decided that you are not going to try to make up for it, and you're going to violate non-aggression and make no attempt at restitution, at that point, I have no obligation to defend you.
Okay.
And so if anyone wants to come along and do whatever they want to you, okay, well, you're part of nature now.
So the people who are boarding them, right, there's no one to make whole, so you can't have restitutions. There's no reason to incarcerate them because you don't want to pay for that, right? And so you outlaw them, which means there's basically no criminal charge whatsoever. They're just exiled or ostracized or whatever, and it makes it a moot point as far as the legality of the matter.
Well, and that's the thing. If they want to stay around, okay, but you have no rights anymore.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, you can be here, but if someone wants to, say, steal your kidney, well, you're not a human anymore. Like, you are no longer living inside of civilization at that point. In the same way as if you go around murdering people, you are not living in civilization.
Well, but murderers, there can be a case made that they are a danger to the rest of society, right? And therefore, society can act because they are a danger to the rest of society.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can make the same case for someone who aborts a fetus.
Well, if you believe that's murder, then it is literally the same case.
But they are not a danger to the rest of society. They are a danger to, like, one specific member of society, and they might be...
Okay, but by that logic... Oh, no, I only murder redheads. So as long as you don't have redheads around, you're fine.
Yeah, if there was a serial killer who only murdered redheads, I could go to dinner with that dude.
That's nonsense.
No, it's not.
So here's the thing. You only kill fetuses now... But how do I know you're going to stop there? If we're going to assume that this is a murder, and, okay, well, sure, this is what you're willing to kill now, which is actually a fairly reasonable argument if you look at what's going on in, West Virginia or Virginia, where they're like, well, we'll decide whether or not to resuscitate. And they're talking about a fully born, living, breathing child that they have decided somehow is not... A proper human being. Oh, it's not viable. We haven't decided to resuscitate it. No, it's lying there, breathing, okay. Alive, and they will decide whether or not to kill that child at that point. So, you know...
Do you separate between kill and let die?
Oh, well, yes.
You do. What about you, Pickles?
I do, because I think something knows naturally when it's young, especially an infant, that it isn't going to die before it's told it's going to. So by nature, just like, what's the Dancing Bears, but the Jungle Book, where, what's that kid's name?
Mowgli,
thank you. The animals just came and saved them. So the whole illusion, this is just, I guess, my imagination. I don't want you guys to make fun of me or anything, but imagine animals. Go ahead.
A long time ago, I took a CPR class, and I chose, like, not to get the certification. Because I don't want any positive obligation to have to save someone I don't want to because I have some certification that makes me legally obligated to do so. So if my friend is dying, right, I know the technique to save my friend. If my enemy is dying, I'm just going to let him die.
Mm.
And I have no positive obligation to save
them. Especially if it's a sheep.
What's that?
Especially if it's a lost sheep.
Whatever.
You're not familiar with.
Either way.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I get it. I'm sorry.
So with the born, almost stillborn, barely breathing baby, right, who's obligated to save him? There's no one on the planet with a positive obligation to save that.
Oh, that's nonsense. So here's
who's got the positive obligation?
Okay, so here's the thing. There is a way of murder through allowing you to die. So if I put you in a position where you cannot escape and I leave you there... I have murdered you by allowing you to die.
So this baby's in a cage, unable to crawl away?
Well, so that's the thing. A baby is incapable of just about everything. So, so most of the places that you put it, it will die.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
I would say that's not murder.
Well, so here's the thing. Human beings in society have a desire to not have these babies die. Now, you might have first right... to be the one that cares for that baby by being their parent.
Sure.
You have the first right to be the trustee of that human being. But we have a whole bunch of people out here that really want to be the trustee if you're not up for the job.
Well, we've
now, if you then keep them from feeding that child, then you have absolutely murdered that child.
If you keep them,
Ben,
yes.
Yeah, we should go and take the year off.
But they're not. They're just, it's there, and it's going to die.
I'm sorry, Jack, what's that?
Did Van Gogh cut his ear off because something was in his ear too much, maybe? Like he went crazy? You guys know the backstory on that?
People of Ithaca, lend me your ears. They all cut their ears off, put them in a bag, and hand them to him.
Nice Robin Hood Men in Tights reference.
It was Ithaca, though. It was like Carthage. Or, I don't know. People of Carthage.
Thought he was just depressed over a woman.
I'm sorry, Jack, go ahead.
Wow, of course.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move right along.
I actually did want to address your original position on this one, though. So you say that you're in favor of it because the people who tend to want to be doing the aborting are, well, the people that you don't want around.
Well, and it's none of my business, right?
Well, so... The issue about that one, though, and I think Mark has pretty much the same position on that one, but the thing is it's very short-sighted, because when you create a society where it is just a normal thing to do to abort your unborn children, then you create a society where there is a lot less attention paid to whether or not you get pregnant. And the thing is, those very people that you'd rather not be reproducing, some of them get trigger shy when it comes down to actually aborting those children. So, you end up with a whole lot more of those people that you would rather not be around by allowing them to abort.
Well, but hopefully on the exterior of our insulated society, right? Because they're outlaws. Right, we've already.
Oh, in our hypothetical on this.
Well, if we're going to do it, let's do it. Right.
Well, if we're going to do on this hypothetical, I'm going to assume that I have like a place over here where they recognize that's not a person with property yet. So I'm hang out with them. All things being equal.
You guys might be high and pathetical. I'm going to interrupt both of you, and we're going to go to the next caller. It's Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. So, at this point, I mean, I'm grateful that I'm alive, but anyway, that's not why I called. We've had another shooting.
What did you do?
I mean, this one is really bizarre. It was out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune there was a funeral for a teenage boy, 15-year-old teenage boy, who was fatally stabbed at high school.
Okay.
At that time, at the funeral, there was a shooting where three other teens were wounded at the funeral.
I mean, good place to get shot.
Wow. You know, it just...
Because they don't have far to bring the body, you mean?
Now we have a mass grave instead.
Yeah.
Three teens shot in St. Paul at a funeral reception for Harding High stabbing victim. The non-fatal shootings occurred Friday night at a rec center where a memorial for Devin Scott, age 15, had been held. Yeah, I wonder what might have happened if everybody at the rec center were armed.
One person would have got shot. Changed the
or two people would have got shot.
Yep.
The first victim and the shooter.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, everyone there should have been able to have a firearm. When I went to junior high and high school, there were guys that drove their pickups to school, and they had rifles in the back of their
yeah, me too.
Pickup trucks. They never went off.
No, they never left the truck, actually. They just stayed on the rifle rack in the back of the... And I don't know about you, but the school that I went to, the truck was probably left unlocked in the parking lot as well. Like, you could have just walked up to it, opened the door. You could have been anybody. Opened the door, grabbed the rifle, and began shooting. It just didn't happen.
Yeah. No, nobody said, I'm going to go get my rifle and I'll settle this. That never happened. You know, there was a lot of respect back then, you know, that our parents taught us about, you know, safety and stuff like that for firearms. But, you know, that seems to have gone away. I don't know why.
I don't think it's firearm safety that's an issue. right? It's like it's mental health.
Mm.
Well, that too.
Right?
You know, that's a big problem.
It's not because they don't know how to operate an AR-15. Right? They go, oh, I've just got to go shoot everybody in my class. Right? There's something else triggering that.
Yeah. And as Captain will point out, the choice to kill comes long before the choice of which weapon to use. Yeah, so if you take away, you know, all of the guns, okay, well, now they're going to go learn how to make pipe bombs. If you make insane people, then they're going to go kill a bunch of people. That's just how it works.
As evident in this case, where it was a stabbing to start this off.
This was a stabbing to start this off?
Right, so the kid got stabbed in the school.
The funeral was for a kid who got stabbed at school. And so then at the funeral, people got shot. Some sort of a drive-by type thing, as near as I can tell.
Drive-by. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. There's absolutely no public will to increase the sanity of our culture. Because that would make us take a real long, hard look at, say, isolating everyone in schools, away from their family, away from their parents, and doing
compulsory.
Compulsory, and doing exactly what we know decreases human empathy. The more contact you have with different age groups as a kid, the more empathy you develop. We've found this out over and over again.
Like, since statism exists, in my mind, it would be better if there were compulsory firearms training in public school. Now, I prefer that statism didn't exist and that firearms training is completely voluntary, but still offered in school. You could take it as an elective or whatever, right?
I wouldn't make it compulsory, though.
Well, the reason that I'm saying it's only because statism exists. Now, if you want to believe that the organization known as government has your best interests in mind, then...
There's a lot of people that want to believe that.
If you want to believe that, then you have to ask, is that true? And I can tell you that it's not true. And I can tell you that it's not true via this particular analogy. And that is to say that... the art of war, if you will, Sun Tzu, and military strategy 101 tells us that the most difficult geographic area to conquer militarily is one that has a heavily armed populace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if your government was genuinely concerned about being invaded by another country's military or being taken over by some other means, they would insist on training each and every individual in a public school system with firearms training, and then they would even give you a firearm, if not multiple firearms, and ammunition to boot, because that is the best defense against an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Like they handed out in Ukraine.
The fact that your government does not do any of these things and, in fact, encourages you to be defenseless without a firearm is very telling about their level of care about you.
Mm-hmm. And in the free societies that we are creating, I very strongly believe that we should put the social pressure on people to teach their kids how to use a firearm. Even the ones who we do not allow firearms in this house, okay, that's your right, but you still have a social obligation to me, if you want to hang out with me and my people, to teach them how to use these things so that they're not scared of them when they find them, nor do they think that they're toys.
Yep.
I think in general, with all the talk about the United States being the most heavily armed nation and there's a firearm between every blade of grass, and China would never think to invade, and Russia would never think to invade, I want to posit that the invasion has already happened from the inside, right? Because all those heavily armed people are not willing to defend themselves against the government that oppresses them already.
Rob?
We need to go back to old school ways of having family values. You know, get back to real discipline at home.
What, like hitting your kids and stuff? I disagree.
Well, I think we need to stop listening to our own governments. And, I mean, we should be able to raise our own children with good values.
Well, that starts with actually raising our own children. And right now,
something the United States of America is not doing.
I mean, it's go back to old school way family values. I mean, the way it used to be.
Well, I mean, it's illegal.
The government taught us.
It is illegal in a lot of states to do homeschooling at all. Like, at all. To raise your own children is against the law. How in the world do you expect to have a healthy population when human beings raising their own young will get them put in a cage?
They don't have a healthy population.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. They don't have a healthy population. The invasion is from within, and they're already disarmed or mentally disarmed because they won't raise their arms to defend against that insurrection, you know, that invasion from within.
Yeah. Well, and that's the sad truth about it, too, is that the only thing that people see as worth actually raising arms against is if they come to take your guns. Which
they already have.
Yeah.
And nobody raised a gun.
Yeah.
Right? We learned that at Katrina. They showed up. They said, give us your guns. And all the gun owners, you know, I don't know about all of them, but all the ones that were like, they'll never come, and from my cold, dead hands, handed them over. It's done.
I had no idea they did that in Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The National Guard or whatever.
Hmm.
Cops, National Guard, knocking on doors.
Door to door.
Door to door. Gun confiscations. Yes.
Yeah.
It's over.
They even took, I remember a video of, you know, a very elderly lady who had a rifle, and she had, you know, a pantry full of food. Right, water. She had, you know, she was a bit of a prepper, if you will. When the water was cut off, you know, she stocked up and she had a tub full of water and she had, you know, gallons and you know, multiple cases of bottled water. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
She was good to go. They forced her to leave. They took her gun.
Wow.
She was like, no, I'm staying. This is my house. I live here. I own this place. I'm staying. They're like, nope.
Give us your gun. Wow. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why people need to come to New Hampshire, because I can tell you one thing for sure. My neighbors will have something to say if that is how they treat me.
Will they, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you certain?
Yes, I am, because my neighbors are Free Staters.
Okay. I don't even trust most Free Staters to actually raise up arms.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it. We spent too much time talking about politics and voting, and we've got to do this peacefully. It's over.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we still have yet to discuss this police officer who was caught dumping the body of a naked child. That, plus more, plus your calls. Coming up, Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.